The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. And every day, the world will drag you by the hand, yelling, "This is important, and this is important, and this is important, and you need to worry about this, and this, and this." And each day, it's up to you to yank your hand back, put it on your heart, and say, "No, this is what's important." This wonderful poem by South African poet Ian Thomas spoke to me this week amidst the end of the year and in light of our gospel lesson. In the retail world today, Christmas is over and discounted to sell at 50% off. In the world of our government and finances, we're scrambling to understand and take advantage of the new tax law. And the world of news outlets and social media is presenting us with the stories and the lists of all the best and worst of the year, a wrap-up of all the interesting and important people, places, and events. And friends, 2017 is a doozy. This year brought us a roller coaster ride of politics, of sports, and yes, I'm still a Dodger fan. Plenty of weather. We had hurricanes, floods, fires, even a little snow. There were bombings and terrorist attacks all over the world. And more refugees are displaced from their home countries today than ever before. Just this morning, as Matthew and I were watching the news, there was a beautiful necrology of all those lives of the famous and noteworthy, and also the innocent that were killed in places we could never have imagined. And alongside the stories of the year are lists of the best books, movies, photographs, music, podcasts, restaurants, most popular items sold on Amazon this year, and even the top verses of Scripture search for on the Bible Gateway website. If you're wondering, it's John 3:16, Jeremiah 29:11, and Philippians 4:13. And each one of these lists is trying to suggest to us that we can be part of the best too when we read or watch or listen or buy. And then come the predictions for 2018. According to some of the sources I read proclaiming to be in the know, there may be robots walking the streets with us next year. Sadly, we'll see an increase in devastating natural disasters. And even more sad, the possibility of a world war. And this one from the world of sports was a little hard to take in. The prediction of the team to win the 2018 World Series, the New York Yankees. Let's pray that one doesn't go that way. So these go on and on. I'm sure we're going to hear more of them in the next weeks. And if you haven't already, you will soon enough. And each news outlet, traditional or online, is vying to capture us with their importance, using sensational headlines in hopes we will notice and pay attention. But in our life, as disciples of Jesus Christ, and in the life of the church, we are in the season of Christmas. And today is the seventh of the 12 days of Christmas. It's also the feast of the Holy Family. And it just so happens to coincide with year's end and the beginning days of the new year. We've just spent the Advent season getting ready for the arrival of God into our world. We prepared ourselves and the church for the joy of Jesus' birth. We heard the scriptures from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, whose accounts of the time, places, and people of Christmas Eve and day we know and love. We worship together with liturgy and sing hymns in celebration of the birth of the Savior of the world. And here we are today, New Year's Eve on the calendar, yet continuing the celebration of Christmas. In the second chapter, ninth verse of Peter's first letter, he says, we are a peculiar people as Christians and as those on the way. And to much of the world, perhaps we are. Our gospel lesson this morning, the prologue, as it's called, from the Gospel of John, seems a peculiar Christmas scripture. It is widely recognized and known for its poetic and lyrical style, one that some theologians refer to as the original hymn. The depth and richness of its translation and meaning is the subject of an immense amount of study and commentary. And don't worry, we're not going into a whole lot of that this morning. But in contrast to the nativity accounts of Matthew and Luke, it can feel kind of abstract and removed from the birth of Jesus on Christmas Day. But there is something about it. Like poetry or a hymn, we are drawn to how the words are precisely placed and for how they stir us. So the prologue isn't meant to be a birth or nativity account. And perhaps after all we've heard for Christmas, we're ready for something a little different. It's really written as an introduction of the account of John's Gospel of Jesus Christ. In the beginning, there is God. God is of all time, now and forevermore, as we often say in our colics and prayers. Everything begins with God and Jesus, because Jesus is God, always with God, always with us. Now, Jesus is God sent to be in our world in a specific point in time, earthly time, human time, a time we can mark by people, places, and events in history, as we hear in Matthew and Luke. However, this gospel marks Jesus' arrival in human form in a very different way. Really doesn't even acknowledge his arrival at all. But it is through a man sent from God whose name was John. John witnesses and testifies about Jesus so that we may believe in God through Jesus. And though John is a human man, the gospel doesn't give us any indication of when John lived in the world. We look to this man named John to point out to us again and again and again, Jesus, the Son of God, the light of the world, our world. And those who receive and believe Jesus have power to be the children of God, are given grace upon grace, and know the truth of God. And while no one has seen God, believers of Jesus are as he is, close to the heart of God. So as we look back on this year's stories and forward to what 2018 will bring, we can be sure the world will attempt to capture us by yelling at us how important it all is. And perhaps before we get too caught up, we can rest in comfort and joy that this gospel of God, of Jesus Christ, and John will never be a story of any given year or season. In this gospel, we find hope for next year and the next to the end of time. This account is for all time, every time, wherever and whenever we seek it. And the perfect reminder that when the world grabs our hand and yells at us with how important it is, we can yank our hand back, place it on our heart, and say, no, this is what's important. Our hearts, each day with Jesus, always close to the heart of God. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Amen.